Meanwhile, fighting continues in the east of Ukraine, where Russia has kept up strikes against civilian infrastructure. The areas in red are under Russian and separatist control. Russian missiles hit buildings overnight Saturday and forced a power substation to shut down in Zaporizhia. Ukraine says what it calls Russian kamikaze drones damaged buildings in central Odessa on Sunday morning. More on all of this. We're live in Moscow and in Kyiv. First, let's talk to Al Jazeera's Charles Stratford, who's in the Ukrainian capital. Charles, what more can you tell us then about the fighting?
Well, certainly, according to Ukrainian authorities, they're saying that there have been multiple places targeted across and around the front line, both to the south and the east, over the last 24 hours. They're saying that at least 35, what they describe as settlements, have been hit. They're saying that there's civilian infrastructure in and amongst these targets. We understand settlements to mean not only small areas of rural areas where there are houses, farm buildings, but also villages. Now, both sides repeatedly deny that they are targeting civilian infrastructure, but we do know, and we've seen with our own eyes, that because so many civilians have left these areas, big abandoned buildings such as hotels and in some instances schools are being used by the military, so it's not inconceivable that these are being targeted. We are, as you alluded to in your intro, also hearing reports about what the Ukrainians are describing as kamikaze drone strikes on an administrative building in Odessa. No reports of casualties there. The Russians are saying that they're accusing the Ukrainians of bombing a hotel in the Russian-occupied city of Kherson. The Russians saying that at least two people were killed in that Ukrainian attack. They're saying that there was media, there were pro-Russian media in the hotel at the time. They're saying that one of the two people killed was a pro-Russian former Ukrainian lawmaker. In the last couple of hours, also very interestingly, we are hearing reports that we cannot independently verify of what have been described as explosions, large explosions, at least two of them being heard in the Russian-occupied city of Berdyansk. Now, Berdyansk is west of Mariupol. It is on the Azov Sea coast. It is a Ukrainian naval, has a large Ukrainian naval base. We do know, certainly according to Ukrainian authorities, that what they describe as partisans, pro-Ukrainian partisans working behind their enemy lines in these areas. Not any more details on those reported explosions. But also a similar kind of report coming from the town of Melitopol, which is to the west of Berdyansk. Now, bear in mind that it's these towns, among hundreds of others, where there are these referenda being held. So impossible to verify these reports at the moment, but certainly very worrying reports coming out from both sides of what seems to be a day of heavy fighting across the front line.
Al Jazeera's Charles Stratford in Kyiv. Many thanks, Charles.